This is the June Shire update with Andrea and Peter. Joining me on the line for our monthly update is Shire President Peter McCumsty. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Andrea. Always good. And welcome to your listeners.
So, Peter, it's the end of June, so there's definitely some changes we can spot around town. We've got last month the lights were down at the Oval, but it seems that they're back on now.
Yes, and look, the really good news is that I understand that the crew that are installing the lights are in the final phases of testing them. So, and I was talking to Councillor Jeff Davis last night at our full council meeting, and he assures me that the new lighting is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's so good to see the Oval lit up again. So
it's
what?
Taken a little while, but we've got there.
Yes, we have. So what are some other updates that we have around town, Peter?
So, look, I think the biggest thing at the moment, as you said quite rightly, it's the end of June, and at the end of June, for the first time for a long time, what we've been able to do is council actually pass the budget last night. So we've set the rates and the fees and charges. I'm delighted to be able to let the whole community of the Shire know that through some really good measures and management, we've been able to keep the rate increase down to under 3%. So we're looking at 2.95% increase in rates. Unfortunately, the nature of rates is our costs continue to go up, so do rates. But 2.95% is less than the CPI at the moment, so we're very pleased that we've been able to do that. And likewise, we've done everything we can to keep the fees and charges under control. So that's probably the biggest event for last night's full council meeting. But later this morning, and without preempting the statement about to be made by the Honourable Davina Deanna, our local member for Kimberley, we have some significant funding grant approvals from Lottery West, which will see a lot of things happening in Fitzroy and in Derby. So 10:30 down at Linton Park today, Davina will be making that announcement. So I won't preempt what the amount is, but I think everybody will be delighted with the fact that it's going to enable us to install some of those things that the community have been looking for quite some time.
Yes, I think that was the announcement you were hinting at last month, and it was related to some of the community consultation around the youth zones and sort of community facility upgrades. So it'd be good
Absolutely.
To... Yeah, so that announcement, less than 2 hours away now. So super exciting to hear that when it comes, and then we'll be able to chat about that at the end of next month.
Oh, look forward to it. We are really, really pleased with it. It's taken a fair amount of effort, and sometimes we get criticised about the number of staff that the Shire have. But let me assure everybody that this is the outcome of having additional staff at the Shire, is we're able to spend a lot of time on putting in grant applications, and really pleased that Lottery West have come to the party with us, and we're looking to continuing that relationship going forward. So my view of this is really this is the start of a process, and we will continue to work closely with Lottery West, individuals, companies, government and everyone else to try and keep that happening. It's really pleasing because on one aspect it provides amenities to the community that otherwise we couldn't fund, but at the same time it also enables us to use money saved on doing other things in across the Shire.
Oh no, it sounds fantastic, and it's really looking forward to what's going to come in the future now.
Yeah, for sure. Look, the other thing that I'm quite excited about, as with my whole council and staff, is that we awarded the annual tenders for road maintenance last night, and there were across the range of roads to be maintained for the next 12 months. There were four successful tenderers, and that included a significant number of Indigenous companies that will be doing some of those roadworks for the Shire going forward. So it's part of that process of trying to ramp up opportunity across the board for everybody, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, but focusing on how we might develop better business and therefore the Shire and the ratepayers and everybody gets the benefit out of the fact that rather than just not having a competitive tendering process, we do have a tendering competitive tendering process, and everybody's getting the bite of the cherry, which is what it's all about.
So there's been some talk about getting orphan roads upgraded and some of the community roads. Are you able to tell community exactly what roads are going to be upgraded in this financial year?
Look, right at this point in time, it's difficult to name the roads, but let me assure everybody, orphan roads, just so for everyone who might not understand what that actually means, is those roads that for the past 20 plus years, I guess, even more, have not had any dedicated funding or maintenance from state, federal or local government. Probably goes back to the demise of ATSIC, and a lot of these roads were left swinging in the breeze, so to speak. The Shires have our Shire has no funding for them. State government and federal government have been going through a process for a couple of years just recently, looking at how we might better fix that problem, because it is a really big issue. Aside from the access issues, it's about safety as much as anything, and some of those roads are in a very deplorable condition. So there's a big range of roads. Some of them are just very short sections. Some are quite long. They access communities and other places right around our Shire. So it's absolutely vital, and we pushed hard for this. And now we've been working in partnership with Main Roads, who have been directed by state and federal government and provided with the additional funding that's going to be required. So we've developed a partnership between ourselves and Main Roads, and we're right at the very end now of assessing the cost, which roads need to be prioritised, but not losing sight of the fact that they all need to be done. It's going to be a case of, and of course we live in the Kimberley, so any roadworks is seasonal. So they will roll out over a fairly long period of time, but there will be, you know, 6, 7, 8 dozen roads every year being brought up to a maintainable standard. And that's the target, is to actually rebuild the roads so that they are in fact then maintainable. The key issue for the Shire is, once that work is done, is that we hold state and federal government accountable to ensure that we then continue to get the funding to maintain them, because Shire Derby West Kimberley is like every other Shire in the Kimberley, and probably to some extent the Pilbara. We don't have that funding capacity. We don't have large ratepayer numbers. We rely heavily on grants. So this orphan roads thing program will roll out over the next 10 years, and in that time frame, we will get all those roads done. And it creates, again, huge opportunities for local businesses to, if they're not established, to get established and get into the road building game and provide those, and the Shire's happy to provide those contracts.
So how will community members find out if their particular road, or when it might be done?
So the target at the moment is, in fact, I think the first tender for the first couple of orphan roads is actually out there at the moment. So you can go online, the communities can go online, and you can check the tendering system online and or just call the Shire, relevant Shire staff, and ask for the information. Nothing's been held back or secret. It's just about, as we go forward, we don't want to build up expectation within communities that their road's going to get done tomorrow. And in the process of identifying the orphan roads, some of those communities, if not most of them, have been consulted with.
Oh, that's good to hear. So the other event that I've noticed happening was last week there was a whole week of cuppa mornings out in communities, or at least in the Fitzroy Valley area.
Yes, and look, these cuppa mornings are fantastic. I'm going to get to one sooner or later. I seem to get out to Fitzroy at the wrong times, but the feedback that I'm getting from and our councillors are getting from the people in the communities at Fitzroy Crossing and from our Shire staff who are very key and upfront in organising these cuppa mornings is that it's an enormous opportunity. It's a wonderful thing in that it's a relaxed setting where people can basically ask or say anything that's just going to be relevant to, you know, trying to improve the livelihood of people at Fitzroy Crossing. And the range of things that are raised is quite interesting in so much as, you know, the sadly always topic of discussion is, you know, what's happening with crime rates and stuff like that. But on the other side of that scale is, you know, talk about the breakfast program, the cooking programs, and looking at the Rodeo, which you guys have got on this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. It started yesterday and runs through to Saturday or Sunday. Yep. But I did head down there yesterday. It looked amazing. I was at a cuppa morning last Thursday, I think it was, out in Brower. And, yeah, it was a really relaxed setting. They had, you know, a few things ready for kids if they came. And so there was some nail painting and Colleen was out crocheting. So it was just even a nice sense of belonging was fostered for sure.
It's a wonderful concept. I just, I've had a couple of people in Derby say, well, what's with this cup of business at Fitzroy Crossing? So there's a little bit of envy going on.
There's
here,
actually,
which I guess people at Fitzroy would see as, well, that makes a change.
Well, it's actually really weird. I've actually noticed that from Halls Creek as well when I know it's not a Shire program, but with the basketball and, like you said, with the cooking, and Halls Creek are going, well, when are we going to get a cooking and basketball program growing here again? So, no, it is good that almost we're being good role models in Fitzroy Crossing at the moment.
Fitzroy Crossing are the trendsetters, believe you me. But, no, look, they're well worthwhile because for us it opens up another line of communication with the community. And we often say to state and federal politicians, what they don't understand is that local government is the grassroots level of communication with people. There is no escaping. I go down the streets of Derby or Fitzroy Crossing and people will come up and ask me a question. State and federal government don't get that opportunity, and we try to make the most of it we can, and the cuppa mornings are just another wonderful way of doing that. So fully supportive of that. And with the Rodeo happening in Fitzroy Crossing this weekend, we kick off Boab Week this week with the Mardi Gras tonight. We've got the wonderful Troy Cassadaly playing at the Mardi Gras. We've got the float parade. And then tomorrow we open up the Kimberley Art Prize. We've got a couple of ministers coming along. We've got our local member, Davina. We've got our federal member, Melissa Price. I think Minister Dawson and Minister Templeman will be in town. So it's Boab Week, but quite literally speaking nowadays, it's almost 2 months of Boab Week.
Wow, that's a lot of special visitors you've got. So, and then when we come back, our Fitzroy NAIDOC Week would have happened as well. I think it's the week of July 22. So
yes.
That's a big week for Fitzroy with NAIDOC events at school and in community. Wonky are having an event here, and there's a NAIDOC ball this year as well. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening between now and when we catch up again.
Just definitely got that one on my agenda to try and get out to the NAIDOC Week of Fitzroy Crossing, attending the one here in Derby, which is about, I think, the 9th of July. Kicks off here over at our youth centre. We have a good, really big NAIDOC day, but definitely looking to get out to the one at Fitzroy Crossing as well.
All right, no worries. Thank you so much for joining us, Peter, and look forward to catching up with you next month.
Many thanks for the opportunity, Andrea, and enjoy the season, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Bye.
Cheers.
That was Andrew Myers talking to Shire President of the Shire of Derby West Kimberley, Peter McCumpsty, for their monthly catch-up, recorded Friday, June 28, 2024. You're listening to Wonky Radio.